Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollandBranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Woo! Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday afternoon. In the final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We'll get back into the big story of the day just a couple of minutes from right now. Brandon Adams is going to join us, as he always does on Tuesdays at 1:20. Talks of Georgia Bulldogs as a transfer portal. Sounds like maybe some interesting transfer portal candidates, as well as just general off-season college football conversation with BA. And then we'll get to an AMA to wrap things up at 1:40, as we always do.
That's pretty cool. I saw something about, because I love Gilbert Arenas. Love Gilbert Arenas. And just saw that his Gilbert's Arenas, Gil's Arena,
yeah,
just got a contract extension to show with some company called Underdog.
All right.
And that's crazy. They're going to pass First Take as far as streams.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
Good for them.
Pretty good.
Man. Yeah, man. Now, if you can you can get the right niche podcast group right now, makes money.
Hell yeah, man. So that's all right right there. Good for Gil, man.
Yeah, good for them. That's a really funny show.
It's funny, like, man, because I'd be like, what the hell?
I mean, they're out of pocket.
The reason it's funny more than anything is because you got McCants, says
who
whatever
hates
he's
everyone.
In, who hates everyone.
Hates everybody.
And then Swaggy P, who acts like he was that guy.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like, what the hell's going on?
And then there's the other guy who's really funny on Twitter, right? Josiah Johnson.
Oh, Josiah's funny.
Who's hilarious on Twitter. I think he's Marcus Johnson's son. Marcus Johnson, the NBA player. Wow. And then also was in.
Oh yeah, no, he was in White Man Can't Jump.
Yeah, that was Ruben.
Ruben.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that's Ruben's son.
Pretty sure he's his son.
Yeah, that's his son.
So it's just a great, funny group.
Yeah.
And again, it's a podcast that they started with no affiliation to anything.
Yeah.
Now they're affiliated with Underdog, but I assume Underdog will give them free reign.
Yeah, man.
So you can say whatever you want.
Yeah, man.
People will go on that podcast to tell stories that absolutely shouldn't be told.
No.
But
that's
we get to enjoy.
That's Jeff's podcast.
Well, that one too.
Yeah, Jeff.
Because Jeff will tell the story.
Jeff is on. I think he's under Shannon's production company. And so that one there. It's like, damn, dude. Like some of the stuff. Like that, my thing, because I saw the one where I think Cam Newton's out of pocket for having. I think he's out of pocket for having her on.
Who was it again? He had someone.
Dwight
Howard. Former.
I think
she was on there telling maybe true stories, maybe untrue stories.
I kind of think it was out of pocket.
Yep.
But whatever.
I'm with you.
But yeah, that's my thing. Like, okay, I ain't saying nothing bad about my former NBA baby daddy in 10 years.
Let me find a podcast.
Let me find a podcast to go say something. Because you know what? my child just turned 18 and the payments are up.
Yeah, because that's the thing I do think like sometimes it's definitely like vengeful, like people spiteful, like people go on there like, all right, let me see, tell these bad stories. Sometimes I think you just go, you're so used to the structure of the conventional interview of like, we got 10 minutes, I'm going to ask you these boring ass questions, you're going to give me your canned answers, and everyone's going to act like they did their job. Now, you got an hour and a half, you're sitting in a couch, it might be sponsored by a cognac company.
And you're drinking that.
So you might have a couple. Right. You might be being interviewed by Taylor Rooks.
Could be.
So you want to be, you want to impress her, you know?
But
and then people say stuff that they would have never said before, which is, I think, actually kind of great. Like, we're in this really cool
still,
era. It's not great when it's stories that are like private that we don't need.
But no, because I love
so
Cam.
Many more stories are coming out.
I love podcast. I love his podcast. I got to get over to his cigar bar, by the way. You know what? I got a free night this weekend.
All right.
So, I mean, I got to put on good clothes. That's all right. I'll sweat. Where's
it at?
It's somewhere over north side somewhere, I think. Mm. I'll go smoke up a jacket real quick. I ain't worn blazer in a while.
Yeah.
I got a good one.
Bring it out.
I'll smoke it out.
Put the mock on.
Yeah. Right. What? It's not a mock. It's a t-shirt with a longer neckline.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
It's called a t-shirt with a longer neckline.
No one's ever said that before about anything.
A higher neckline.
What's the issue with a mock?
There's nothing wrong with a mock. I just don't like you keep bringing it up.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I know, that's why I keep bringing it up.
Yeah, I'm like, you keep bringing it up. Yeah.
All right, sorry. I'll stop bringing up your mock turtleneck that you own. All right, the Hawks lost to the Timberwolves last night, 192. Hard to say the Hawks, though. No offense to the guys that played, but that's a pretty Skyhawks roster that played last night. The Hawks are dealing with a ton of injuries, or at least some injuries. Trey didn't play. Dyson Daniels didn't play. Jalen Johnson didn't play for various injuries. Bogey didn't play.
No.
Not on the injury report.
No.
Just didn't play.
Right.
In close.
Yeah.
Trade deadline's about a week away. Bogey's been a guy we've talked about. Friendly contract, all that kind of stuff. Bogey hadn't played good at all this year.
He has not.
Like, his trade value, I don't know when it was at its highest, but it's probably not at its highest right now.
Yeah, so that's when you look at it as far as moving people. Are you moving Bogey?
Sure, why not?
Are you going to get something for
him? Yeah, that's the thing.
What are you actually going to get for him? Are you going to trade him just to trade him?
You probably get some draft picks, honestly, and they need him.
Yeah.
Because they, you know, they, for various reasons, don't have a lot.
Right.
Trades they've made over the last couple of years. So, you know, because again, as boring as that is, like, where are they at right now? Like, they're building around young guys.
Yep.
Right?
They're building around young guys with the all-star caliber player.
Who's young? And named young.
I just don't understand. Like, that's what we talked to Mike. If it was a 5-game win streak, would it look different than a 5-game losing streak?
It would, because you wouldn't have a 5-game losing streak if Jalen Johnson wasn't hurt.
And that's why we were coming back to. But yeah, do you base all of this on him? Can you trust him for the long haul?
Yeah, because we don't even know what the injury timeline is right now. So, probably the answer to that question.
No, I'm not even talking about this season. Can you trust him for the long haul? That's
tough.
He misses weeks.
He does.
You know what I mean? And, I mean, when he's out there, he's a phenomenal player. I'm not trying to take away from that. He's hurt. And in both times, he's had the major significant role as far as probably the number two guy on the team.
It's true.
Got banged up.
It's been 2 years, and in both years he's had, and again, don't know the details of this one, so can't say with confidence that it's a significant injury, but last year he missed a month with a broken wrist or whatever it was, so he was out for quite a bit of time. Different team without him.
Yeah.
Completely different team without him, as most teams would be without their second best player.
That shows his value.
It does.
It shows his value.
But it also gets back to what you're asking about confidence of like, man, he's really good, and when he's on the floor, the team is I get it. I kind of get the vision of what they're going for. But man, he's off the court sometimes. Yeah. And again, we're all kind of waiting to see what the prognosis is on this latest injury. You haven't heard anything about it. He's not playing. They haven't given you a timeline. Maybe we'll get one, but doesn't seem good. So that changes your short term, I think, as far as what you do at the deadline. Long term, what can you sign him?
Right.
And he signed him 5 years. He's around. Got to get a better what? I don't know. Shoulder upgrade.
I wouldn't be surprised you start sending him with the Anthony Davis shirt.
Yeah, those little short sleeves.
Yeah, with the Anthony Davis.
Get him one of those. That'll fix it. All right, let's get to the big story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics. Maybe he needs that.
Maybe.
Non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Boom.
Yeah, I'm gonna call the plays on game day, but this is gonna be a collaboration at the highest level between Raheem, myself, Jerry Gray, Mike Rudenberg. The list goes on and on. We have an amazing defensive staff. guys that have been around great defenses, guys that understand ball at a high level, and it would be criminal of me not to take advantage of these guys.
So you understand ball?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ball knowers.
Okay. Ball knowers. They know ball.
I like the sentiment. The use of the term collaborative is really popular right now.
It's kind of, it's a very, in my opinion, it's getting freaking annoying.
Yeah, it's a buzzword.
Yes, it's getting freaking annoying.
And that's, of course, like, of course the guys that are on the defensive staff are going to help you game plan for Sunday.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you're calling plays, you're the defensive coordinator, you got to do what you think is best.
Exactly.
And even more than that, and this is because Raheem uses collaborative a lot. Power structure is important.
Yes.
Like, I understand we're kind of in a different era of whatever. Like, everyone's a little bit more kind of hippie.
Raheem
is
the boss.
You're the boss. You got to be the boss.
Which he is.
Yeah, but okay.
Yes,
that's fine.
Raheem is the boss.
I get so tired of hearing about, well, you know, everybody. No. You're the head coach.
No, you make the decision.
If you don't like it, veto it.
Yes.
If you don't like him, fire him.
Yes.
Like, you got to, you know what I mean? Like, power structure. I understand things can evolve and times are different, all that kind of stuff. Power structure is important in important jobs like that.
Agree.
Leadership is important in important jobs like that.
Agree.
We can evolve and evolve and be different people and more open-minded and all that kind of stuff. But you're going to win there with alpha dominant leadership.
Yes.
And you have to have it.
Yeah. I mean, and you know, and Brick, he has grown, he has learned, or what I call defense under one of the best minds in football defensively. We're talking about Robert Saleh, who I still think will be a head coach again. Think that whole thing up there in New York was a damn travesty.
Yeah, it toxic, wasn't his fault.
Everything wasn't his fault at all. And so I think that he'll get another run at it. But as you learn from other teams, you learn from other coaches, and you try to make that all into your style, which I'm sure that Brick is going to try to do all that. But yeah, this and I'm not saying him saying collaborate, that don't make me sense that he's not going to have the final say in what's going to be called. Now, over everything, the whole football team, Ra has a final damn say. You know what I mean? But I think Brick is, when I talk about as far as the defense, it's going to be his way. And if it's going to be his way, then you've got to give him some leeway. No, I'm sorry. Some say in what you draft for him.
Yes.
All right?
Yes. That's my main.
Yes. It can't be Terry, I think. I'm the GM. I think this guy will be good.
That's my main
Brick
hope.
He has to be the one.
Yeah. When he says yesterday, I'm a different human, everything's changed from the last time I'm here, I hope the biggest change he brings is, hey, guys, we need to invest on the defensive side of the ball, and we need to do it with these people.
Yes.
Because this is how we're going to win.
Yes.
That's what they did in New York.
Yes.
That's why the defenses in New York were so good. They drafted, they signed free agents, like they went all in, and now they signed the wrong quarterback,
right?
And it submarined the whole damn thing. But they took defense seriously from Ulbrich and everybody else. I'm like, I hope that's what he brings, because that's the change that they need.
Yeah.
I have no doubt that he can call defense. I have no doubt that him and Raheem will work collaboratively.
None at all.
What I need is him to walk in there, chest out, that great beard that he's got, and tell him to draft some damn players on defense.
Yes, but the thing about it is that you hope that they know this. And they know this. They know. Oh, I'm on skirts. They know this. They're not going to go get a damn receiver. They're not going to get a receiver at 15. And they're not going to get it's not a best player available pick. It's the best player available on defense pick. All right? That's who you go get
You know that.
Yeah.
You know that.
They pay them way more than me.
Huh?
They pay them way more than me.
They do. And they have been. And they still do it.
Like, I can't complain about the offensive young firepower.
No.
I mean, outside the Kyle Pitts thing
right.
and everything like that, I really can't argue with it. Now, there were some other players that are all-world, but these guys that were picked in those spots where those all-world guys came afterwards, okay, fine.
Sure.
So I can't really start complaining about that anymore. But they got – you got to create – you got to spend on that side of the ball. Draft picks, whatever money you're going to have over it, you got to do that.
You have to.
You have – now, as you say that, they're going to be young as hell on that side of the ball.
True.
But that's what the coach is for.
Mm-hmm.
That's the, you know, that's why you put him in a position so they can dig. He might not be able to do all the stuff yet, but the one thing that he can do, and hopefully he's a pass rushing guy, he can go get the damn quarterback.
Yeah.
All the other stuff, we'll work with
we'll
you.
We'll teach you.
We'll teach you
all. We're going to teach you all the technique.
Yes.
Just go get him.
Go get him.
All right? Go get him and get him on the ground. Or go, if you're a corner,
cover him.
Go cover the receiver and pick the ball off every once in a while. All right, Brandon Adams is going to join us next, host of the Dog Nation Daily Podcast. Talk some Georgia football with him. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What does it take to improve maternal health for everyone? It takes a new model of care for mothers and babies. It takes deeper connections in patients' communities and comprehensive care before pregnancy and far beyond. It takes Philadelphia's only hospital exclusively dedicated to women and families to reinvent maternal health care and improve outcomes for all women. It takes Temple Health.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at H&K Group Incorporated. H&K is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. H&K offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. H&K Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
20 minutes away from the AMA to wrap things up here on a Tuesday afternoon. Get the phone lines open, 404-726-0929. Oh yeah, shout out to, sorry, I forgot to mention this earlier, Ian and Marietta.
Ian over there in Marietta.
Ian and Marietta was caller number 6 back in the 12 o'clock hour. He's going to see Nine Inch Nails in concert for their Peel It Back Tour 2025. Tuesday, September 9th at Gas South Arena. Tickets go on sale tomorrow, Randy. Yeah. So if you weren't David, Danny, Ian, or Austin and won tickets from us, then you're going to have to go online and buy them at LiveNation.com.
Sorry for ya.
Sorry. We tried.
We tried to give to you.
We tried. We tried to help you. Yeah. Not everybody can go, thanks to Andy and Randy, but some people will.
Hey, make sure y'all, if do they allow like the poster board signs like at the wrestling event?
I don't know.
So, Ian, if you're there, they allow them to the poster board say, Andy and Randy.
Andy and Randy sent me here.
Yes. Please do that. Please, somebody who won,
I'm enjoying all 9 inches of these nails, thanks to Andy and Randy.
See, you guys, you always got to go too far.
That's what they're called, 9-inch nails.
I thought it was me that does that. Just rubbed off on the wrong way.
Damn. Don't say that phrase.
Yeah, man, never mind.
Brandon Adams, 9-inch nails guy? I would guess no. I would
hell
guess
yeah.
That's not the vibe.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah?
Yes.
Because I was wrong last week. I was talking about him fishing, and he was like, I don't not really do that. Maybe I'm wrong about this one. B.A., 9-inch nails?
No, not really. Damn. Now, I like some of that rock from that era, but I don't think 9-inch nails. That's Trent Reznor, right?
That's right.
I don't think I ever quite got into, like, 9-inch nails all that much, necessarily.
Yeah, like, that's a, you know, that's a whole thing. Like, you got to really, and I'm not saying anything bad about it, but that's, you know, you're probably talking about that era. Like, yeah, there's some Pearl Jam songs I like. You know, maybe there's a Soundgarden song.
Sure.
Like, 9-inch Nails recorded their album in the Manson Murder Mansion. Like, that's a full different vibe. They're really trying to drive home a point, you know.
Yeah, I think there were a lot of bands from that era that, like, grunge posers like me might have listened to. But if you listen to 9-inch Nails, you're kind of authentic. You're sort of the real thing, and I definitely was not.
That's a great point. That's a litmus test of grunge.
Really?
Like, we all like Smells Like Teen Spirit, right? That song comes on, everybody likes it. That doesn't mean you like grunge. You like 9-inch Nails, you're in there in the mosh pit. Yeah, you're probably the real deal. Hey,
not to relitigate the past here, but last week I didn't say I didn't know how to fish. I said I didn't know how to clean a fish.
Right.
I feel like I can drop a bobber in the water.
No,
I just don't know that I can. I don't know how to get the meat off the bone after it's caught.
Sorry. Let me not tell untruths about you. Hey, let me just start here, and then we could get to more specific Georgia stuff. But I mean, the Philadelphia Eagles are just built on those championship Georgia teams on defense. When you watch them play and win in the NFL with all those guys, what goes through your mind?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, as a lifelong Georgian, you know, Atlanta sports fan, I never would have imagined that I could ever find the Philadelphia Eagles as likable as I do, because obviously I hate the Phillies. I mean, who doesn't? But when you look at this Eagles team, because they have such a decided Georgia flair, and because their GM, Howie Roseman, has been so open about it, you know, he has acknowledged that, yes, what you appear to see happening is 100% our thing. He's kind of called Georgia one-stop shop for them before. So the first thing for me is it's really weird to think, as a Georgian, I've grown to like a Philadelphia team as much as I do, but the strong Georgia presence just makes that possible. And I also have to admit there's a little bit of a weird nostalgia that creeps in too, because while Georgia's still enjoying success, it is a couple of years removed from their most recent national championship. And when you see the very special players for the Eagles who obviously helped contribute to that for Georgia, you can't help but kind of miss it, even though it's kind of only the recent past. There's still a little bit of nostalgia that creeps in about that era now that we're like 24 months removed from the most recent championship and not just a year.
Huh?
When I watch them, I'm like, damn, I knew those Georgia teams were good.
They were good.
But now all these guys are like all pro level, not all of them, but a lot, like at that level in the NFL too. It's like, dang, that really was. And I think you knew it when you were watching it, but it's hard to know something when you're watching it in real time. It's like, that really was a special group. I mean, that's insane.
Well, the one thing you'll never have is you'll never have that level of depth on any team, probably again,
probably
in 2021. You know, Jalen Carter was a backup defensive lineman. Before.
Right.
That's obviously ridiculous. In an NIL age, in a transfer portal age, you know, a guy like that's getting $10 million to go play for whoever. And it's just, you know, you're not going to be able to hold on to that. So some of the nostalgia that I mentioned before is not just a nostalgia for what Georgia was, but some of that's also just kind of a nostalgia for what college football used to be in the not-too-distant past.
Hey, B.A., Georgia Tech played this past year on a Friday, which I hate it. comes out again. They're playing this year on a Friday in the Benz. What was some of your thought process on that?
Yeah, I'm like you. I'm not too happy about it. I mean, on the one hand, I do like high school football, and so I don't like encroaching on high school football's turf, and I'm not naive. I get the money, and I get all that kind of stuff. The TV ratings for the game last year were gigantic, so obviously you can understand why they would want to go back to that well again. But as somebody who kind of likes to sort of play the game with some of this kind of stuff, and you sort of game this out a little bit, I do think that Tech is benefiting from all of this more so than Georgia is. You know, Georgia has a lot of games that are highly rated, and so I do think Georgia's participation in this on the Black Friday is giving Tech a bigger platform than otherwise would have. And Tech's also kind of getting over on Georgia by, you know, selling its home game to Mercedes-Benz Stadium. You know, Georgia's essentially helping them raise what we've been told maybe like $10 million. So I'm not thrilled about any of this, because the best that I can tell, and maybe this is to Tech's credit, but the best that I can tell is I think that Georgia Tech is getting more benefit from this arrangement than Georgia probably is.
I will say this. I will say this before the Georgia Tech people start coming for us. Georgia Tech did have the highest average rating of any ACC team last year per game. They did. Their games,
well,
their games on average were
17 million people watching the Georgia game probably helped that, right?
And the standalone week one game against Florida State. Yes, there's context to it.
Way to go.
But before, no. I'm just trying to, okay? You guys are over here just Georgia Tech catching strays. They didn't realize they had the highest average rated games of any team in the ACC last year.
Who won the ACC last year, B.A.?
Clemson, I think.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Not Georgia Tech. But I mean, I feel like I'm being complimentary to them. I mean, like, I think they've acted pretty shrewdly here. They've made a lot of money by moving this game to MBS. I know some of their fans may not be happy about that, but from a financial standpoint, it was a shrewd move. And honestly, you know, they leveraged the chance to have a lot of people watch their game last year, and they played great in it. They didn't win,
they played great
in the game. I mean, a lot of people came away really liking Tech because of how hard it played against Georgia last year.
That's,
I'm not being funny. That's true.
No, that's the other thing is if, you know, if Georgia Tech is an 8 overtime game every year, I think the rating's probably going to be through the roof. That's a tradition that has changed, as many have. Some haven't. I just was thinking about that game now being played on Friday. Maybe it will be forever. I know it's a couple years in a row. What's a tradition in Georgia, whatever, college football maybe, but for Georgia specifically, that you're unwilling to change your opinion on? I think stuff changes and then we kind of talk ourselves into it. Is there anything that has yet to change that you don't think you could ever get there on?
Well, the one thing I still like that has been a hot topic for a good while is the game being played in Jacksonville between Georgia and Florida. And it's kind of funny, in my lifetime, I saw the percentage of Georgia fans that would like to move that to a home and home start to rise. Kirby Smart obviously spoke out about it, and it seemed for a while that we were probably on the verge of that game change. At least it's what it appeared to be, the game changing and leaving Jacksonville. But now, you know, that money's become such a big part of college athletics that you can't say no to millions of dollars, and Georgia obviously gets that for playing the game. I'm very pro cocktail party. I enjoy the game being there. It's fun to go to the beach in October. I won't apologize for that. And so even though it seemed like for a while there was a growing percentage of Georgia fans who were starting to, you know, kind of get a little bit bored with that, I am going to be sort of like a diehard cocktail party supporter for as long as that game has a chance to survive.
Yeah, I mean, I'm one of those people that wanted home and home. I just love to see it like that. Now, last time they were in Sanford Stadium, they still scoring. But like, they're building this new stadium down there. At least give us a taste of home and home. But now they're going to move it to Tampa Bay and then up here. Is that what they were talking about?
So that's what it's going to be. And part of the reason why that is it's kind of expensive to host a home game. It's expensive to go on the road. And so, you know, for Georgia and Florida, who've gotten this financial arrangement by playing the two neutral side games, it just gives them a chance to not have to incur the expense that's associated with the sort of home and home. Fans would like it, but it becomes sort of a line item in the budget for the two teams.
I was going to ask about our basketball team, B.A., because the old struggle bus, B.A., what's going on with them dogs?
I guess basketball is just impossible to be good, I guess, because it seemed like at the beginning of the year, this was an improved team. Obviously, they got a nice non-conference win against St. John's, two big conference wins to begin the stretch against Kentucky, legitimately a big game. Mm-hmm. Oklahoma seemed big at the time. And since then, they've just fallen apart. Now, they play South Carolina tonight, and I know the college basketball doesn't move the needle maybe like it once did. But, man, this is a big game for this team tonight because, honestly, I do believe they are better. They just need the record to demonstrate that. And if they're not careful, that's not going to be the case. So it's a little bit of a step down in competition tonight. They really, really need to win this game.
B.A., we appreciate it.
Appreciate it, B.A.
Thank you.
Always good to be with you guys. Thanks a lot.
Brandon Adams there, host of the Dog Nation Daily podcast. Follow him on Twitter at Dog Nation Daily. And, yeah, it's tough because, like, obviously they had some of those good wins early.
Right.
And then even the games that they didn't win in the middle part of the SEC schedule, they played a great game against Auburn. Auburn's a good team.
Yeah. Now,
they got smoked by Florida.
They got beat by a million. The thing with them, they've always been a relatively high turnover team. But in that Florida game, it was inexcusable how they were just handing the ball to Florida. Here, I don't feel like dribbling anymore. Here, hand it to you. And now they've fallen off the way they have. They need this win tonight against South Carolina.
Yeah.
It's not Don Staley's team.
No.
Okay.
It's not Don Staley's team. Thank goodness.
Thank God.
You couldn't beat them.
Yeah. Thank God it's not them. But they need to find a way to because they're still, I still think they're in the tournament. I still think they're in tournament.
They certainly can play their way into the tournament. And yeah, for sure. SEC's tough, man. Auburn's good. They're really good.
It is. They're talking about maybe 13 teams.
Yeah, I could see it.
Yeah.
I could see it. All right. We'll come back. We'll get to an AMA. Any question, any topic. The phone line's open, 404-726-0929. Load them up. Ask us anything. We'll do our best to answer after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org. Final hour of the midday show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment. They are reliable. They're reliable. You book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. They'll be there at that time. You should book it at the website. It will reliably be there.
There we go, baby. Reliable heating air.
You can't be called reliable heating and air if you're unreliable.
And be sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? So head over to the website and schedule your appointment. All right, let's get to the phones. Full phone lines. Love that. Mike's in Atlanta. Hey, Mike.
All right, man. What's up, fellas? So today it's a slight rant for me, but it's y'all opinion too.
Okay.
So when I was growing up younger, I didn't like Forrest Whitaker, man, this is just driving me nuts.
Yeah.
Now that damn Mel Kiper and that Oompa Loompa Charlie and the Chocolate Factory hairstyle.
Yes. Okay, sure.
He never had no Oklahoma in his life, and you want to, like, where you come from? You never hit, you never played, but, this guy, the podcast, I just can't stand it, man. It's too early for that. I don't like it, but Anyhow, man, how y'all feel about that? Too much going on. Too much football talk.
No, all right, Mike. There's no such thing as too much football talk.
No such thing. We're trying to not get fired, so we'll talk about football all year.
Yeah. Mel, that's what he does. He's been doing it for years. I get more mad at the people who get mad at him.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's been evaluating draft talent since before we were born.
Yes.
Like, it's just what he's been doing. Yeah. He's always had the same haircut.
Yes.
Not as much of it as there used to be, but he's still got a little bit up there.
I like Mel personally.
Yeah, and he's historically done a pretty. I mean, he's been wrong about some stuff.
But who hasn't?
Everybody's wrong about stuff.
That's my thing.
We're evaluating sports.
Yes, everybody's been wrong. But I laugh at the people who get mad at him.
Yeah.
Those are the funniest people in the world.
They hate
Mel Kiper because he put a different player there that you don't want, so you get hate mail for it. Like, really?
I don't get it.
I don't know.
Now,
really?
Was the question, basically, let me just see if I have this right. The question is basically, how do you feel about Forrest Whitaker's eye?
I don't have an issue with it.
Like an issue? Like, what's he supposed to do? The man's got a lazy eye.
I know, but. Yeah.
He's overcome.
Like,
it's an Oscar-winning actor.
He is one of my favorite actors of all time.
He's a great actor.
I love him. But I don't know.
Did it used to kind of it used to try to hide it more?
I'll tell you when, like, because it went like that in Fast Time at Ridgemont High.
No, I think they hit it better because it wasn't established yet.
Okay.
Or maybe it got worse.
It went like that in Fast Time at Ridgemont High.
Does a lazy eye get lazier?
I think so.
As time goes?
I would think. I think the nerves would still continue to go away.
Okay. Yeah.
I would think the nerves degenerate.
Is that what
you
it is?
You can strengthen it.
You can.
I had a lazy eye as a kid.
Yeah, because sometimes kids will have lazy eyes.
Yeah, you wear a patch.
That came out wrong. I'm not laughing at your lazy eye, Abe.
I had a dinosaur patch, Randy. It was a dinosaur patch.
I'm laughing at your story.
The story about his lazy eye.
Put it on every once in a while.
A patch makes your eyes.
Now I got the best vision in the family,
a
Randy.
A patch makes your eye strengthen?
Well, you covered up the good one.
Right.
So you're making the bad one earn its keep.
See, didn't know that.
I thought you put it on the bad one, too.
I did, too. I thought you hide it from sunlight.
How old were you?
Six, seven, eight.
Dang. So, like, you got the good eye covered up, the bad eye's out there. Like, it just starts wandering. Like, what do you do?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I didn't do anything. I just wore the patch.
I dated a girl.
Watched TV.
In my mid-20s, who, when she would have too much to drink, her left eye would float that way.
Really?
Yeah. Well, time to take her home. I swear to God.
She had a tail.
I swear to God.
She had a tail.
If she got a little bit too drunk, her eye would drift.
I don't think I could. Yeah. That's kind of creepy right there.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I was a beggar, not a chooser. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
At that point.
Yeah.
She had other...
quality.
Yeah, they're quality.
Here we go.
She was very nice. Rich is in Alpharetta. Hey, Rich.
What's going on, guys?
Hello.
Hey, man. Randy, that conversation you had earlier about your bro sending you a picture of frontal of his belt, I ain't going to lie. We would have to have a conversation. Like, bro, you got so many places, a countertop, a dresser, a kitchen table. While it's on you, bro, like, we not that close. I love you, but we not that close, my bro. But I got two questions, and all three of y'all can answer this. If you have two tickets to a concert, right? But both shows are on the same night. Which one you going to? The first show, DMX, 50 Cent, Tupac. All of them are in their prime. The next show is Outkast, Biggie, and Lil Wayne. My next question, if you could put together almost perfect starting five lineup, NBA lineup, who would you go with? I got Bron at point, MJ 2, KD at the 3, AD at the 4, and Shaq at the 5.
All right.
I'm going to the first one.
I'm going to the second one.
Okay.
So we'll split it. You go to that one.
I'll
go to the Outkast.
Yeah.
I mean, best starting five.
I go Magic, Mike, Bron, Tim Duncan, Kareem.
All right. I go like John Stockton, probably Larry Bird.
You would pick that.
Luca, Dirk, and Bill Walton.
Yeah, there you go.
Can I have those guys?
You can have just that one. I knew. As soon as you said Josh Stockton, I knew where you were going.
I hate John Stockton. Sports hate. Can't stand John Stockton.
I knew you were going to go there.
I think that's my five.
As soon as you said Josh Stockton.
It seems like a... seems like a real high IQ five.
Yeah.
All right. Joel's in Douglasville. Hey, Joel.
What's going on, guys? How y'all doing today?
Good.
Long time no talk. I haven't talked to you guys in a while.
Great to hear from you.
Hey, I've got a question for you guys. Well, first, I got two questions. And then the second one's for all three of y'all. First question is, when are you guys going to have a remote again? Because I'd like to come meet you guys. I haven't done that yet. And right. Every time. And second question is, Randy, I know when you played and everything, what was you guys' go-to food? If you had to pick any go-to food that you would go to, what would it be?
Thank you, Joel.
When?
I don't know. Go-to food for what?
For what? Like, I know this. On road trips, everybody, all the rookies, it was so crazy because it was amazing that they made all the rookies for each position group had to get Popeyes. That was the plane trip. That
great.
Was every Saturday, whatever we would fly out of town, or it was Friday from San Diego. They would have to get Popeyes.
That sounds nice.
Yeah. And then if you got, whenever time you got to, it's a nice steakhouse.
Okay.
Yeah, nice steakhouse.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
What I do want to know, because it's the second caller in a row that said this, who's the one of us that's not allowed to answer? Because there's four of us
here.
Yeah,
there's four of us here.
Three of you can answer, and Bo can shut the hell up. I don't know who he's talking to. Our next remote is on Valentine's Day. February 14th.
Where's that?
Twin Peaks in Buckhead.
When is that?
The most romantic place in the world.
What day is it on?
Our Friday.
Oh, that'd be you and Abe, huh?
Oh, you're not here?
I don't think so.
You're not here on February 14th?
I don't think so.
Valentine's Day?
I don't think so.
That Friday?
They got a romantic getaway with the old lady.
That is correct. It is actually me and Buck.
Wow. Wonderful.
Hey, I had to do it, so you got to do it.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
Yeah, yes. I Twin Peaked it with Abe, so you got Twin Peaked.
No, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Again, I don't know. That sounds perfect for Valentine's Day.
Yes, you and Abe.
Me and Abe.
Gazing into each other's eyes.
It's the last time I had Valentine's Day planned since...
Yeah, look at you.
Oh, well done, Abe. Well done. That's perfect, because I was right about to make a lazy eye joke, but Abe made a better one about Valentine's Day. Nicely done. Paul is somewhere. Who knows? Somewhere on Earth. Hey, Paul.
Hello.
Hey, Paul.
How y'all doing, gentlemen? Listen, I'm going to make a comment, then I'm going to hang up and listen to how you feel. But
right. Just
as a longtime Falcons fan, I hate to harp on it, but being collaborative and all those big words they're using, I'm glad y'all said something about it, because just as a longtime fan since 68, I still feel like I'm in the same room
right. With
the same people,
right. Same
staff, same players as I was 6 and 7 years ago. We haven't made anything, I don't know, I'm so upset with management, I'm so upset with ownership. I know we got good coaches, but we've been hearing good coaches for years now. We've been hearing,
yeah. You
know, the perfect player that we need for years now.
Mm-hmm.
Just tired of it. I'm going to hang up and listen, and I'm just a disappointed fan, that's all.
And we hear it.
Yeah, no, Paul, appreciate it.
Appreciate it, Paul.
Thank you, Paul.
I always have a question with people, because I never use it, but people use the analogy. They're mad at ownership and management. Who's management?
I guess.
Would you put management with the general
Rich
front office?
Rich McKay.
Okay.
And then now, I forget the name of the current CEO. Those guys, I guess.
Okay. I've always been curious because I've heard people say that the ownership and management, like.
The people that don't change, I think, is what people mean when they say that, right? Because obviously Terry Fontenot and the scouting staff and the coaching staff and the players, they all turn over
right. Inevitably,
even when the team is good, over time.
Right.
The constants are the owner and the, you know, team president, stuff like that. So I think that's what they mean.
Okay.
And I don't, unfortunately, have any...
None at all.
Any real, like... pep talk for you.
But that's what...
How could you not be disappointed?
Yeah, I mean...
You've been a fan since 1968. The team's won 10 playoff games in your whole life.
Yeah, but... And this
that's crazy.
Been, and this has been... That's how you feel.
Yeah.
Like how we talked to Falcon fans since the season. All of them sound like him.
Mm-hmm.
They all sound like him.
Yeah.
All of them.
God, they're going to sound so happy if it ever happens, though.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yes.
Nobody, all that pent up...
Nobody deserves it more.
All that pent up. It's all going to be... All right. To Bobby's
nobody
in Atlanta.
Deserves it.
Hey, to Bobby.
All right, so a couple years ago, I got my wife into golf, and now she screams at the television when people miss shots or make really good shots. Sometimes she quotes me and eases my lingo. What are some influences that y'all made on y'all's old lady that y'all just look at her and just look, I know where you got that from. What's y'all's influence on y'all's wife?
That's interesting. Is there something that your wife wasn't interested in until she got together with you that now she is genuinely interested in and you're like, huh, look at that. Look at that.
No, my wife don't like to drink beer. My wife does not like to stay put.
Okay, yeah, no, that's true.
Yeah, my wife likes to go everywhere. Oh, no.
Doesn't yell at the TV when Georgia plays?
No, she does not.
No?
No.
You know, I'm trying to, like, I was thinking of that listening to Tabobi say that, and I was like, that sounds awesome. I wish I could somehow rub my golf fanhood off on my wife.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, that'd be great.
Yeah.
But you know what? She's never really liked it, but since I watch so much of it and like it so much, you know what she really hates?
What's that?
Is the NBA.
Oh, really?
She just doesn't like it.
Like, my wife.
She does not like the NBA.
My wife, she'll watch sports. My wife's not a big sport. She's not. But, and I know this. That's why it's so easy for me to say no when she asks me, you want to have a Super Bowl party? No.
Because it's not about
football. It's not about football.
Yeah. Who's performing?
Kendrick.
Oh, yeah, right.
No,
right.
No, I don't want to have a football party. No, I don't want to have a Super Bowl party. And it was so quick. It went, because usually if I give her a quick note, it'd be a little pushback, like, why not? She didn't even say nothing.
Right, because if there's a pause, you might have considered it.
No.
No.
Okay. No.
Yeah, I don't think any of my interests, like, my wife will send me, you know, like, pictures of cool Broncos she sees sometimes.
Right.
And then I'm like, buy me one.
There you
go. She's like, well, that's not what I meant.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, then why'd you send it?
Exactly.
I mean,
I get 1,000 reels a day.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, I get 1,000 reels a day.
So this is the last one we got.
Yeah,
what's the last one you got from your wife?
It was this last reel I got from my woman was I got six waiting on me right now.
Well, I thought I was the only one.
No, I got.
Nah, yeah, you're not the only one.
I got like six I'm waiting on me.
Oh, here's a video of a toddler climbing on stuff.
Because
that's what we're dealing with.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That,
what a absolute savage Jack is.
I have one where how a guy's cleaning a chicken wing.
Okay.
Yeah. The difference between two types of people who eat chicken wings.
Oh, okay.
Yes. The ones that clean the bone, the ones that don't.
There you go.
Yes.
That's a fun little breakdown.
I'm glad I got clean the bone chicken.
That's something you'd like.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We got time for a little bit more. Braxton is in Carrollton. Hey, Braxton.
What's going on, Andy and Randy? Love you guys. Love the show.
Love you, Braxton.
So, I have a question about the Hawks. So, if the Hawks were to make a trade before the deadline, who would they go after and why? Thank you guys so much.
All right, Braxton.
I think Anthony Davis should be the priority. Yeah. I think Anthony Davis should be the priority.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
He's pretty good.
Yeah. I don't know, Braxton. I don't know, brother.
I had like targets, but now Jalen Johnson's hurt, and I don't think they're good.
I don't have any targets. All right,
I liked Vucevic from the Bulls,
and see,
I like Lonzo Ball from the Bulls.
You're so in tune with that little stuff like that. I'm like Mike Bell. Give me the big dog. Go get Anthony Davis.
Go get Anthony Davis.
I know. Ain't no way in hell that's gonna happen.
You know he's got a no trade clause.
Yeah, I know. He does not have one.
Oh, he doesn't.
No.
Whoa.
Only two people in the league with no trades. Are LeBron and Bradley Beal.
Holy crap.
Yep.
That's crazy. Go get Jimmy. Jimmy's unhappy in Miami.
Jimmy would love Atlanta.
Sure.
It's a bunch of weirdos like him.
Yeah.
A bunch of weirdos like
Jimmy would enjoy himself a Nine Inch Nails concert.
I think Jimmy would
love Atlanta. That's the offseason. That's the offseason here.
I think Jimmy would love Atlanta.
Who wouldn't? Everyone would love Atlanta.
Yeah.
You just got to get him here.
Yeah.
I know. I'm always going for, like, what's a nice little backup point
guard? Yeah, that's you. You've been talking about the backup point guard. Like,
but
no.
I'm talking realistic.
Go get you another damn all-star.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I don't – honestly, now, I'm interested to see if they do much, just depending on if Jalen – if Jalen Johnson's out for a long period of time.
They might as well not do anything.
Pack it in.
Yep.
Like, no offense, but, like, you're not winning anything if that guy's hurt.
Yep.
Sucks. I hope he's not. I hope he's able to – whatever the prognosis is, and it's short term, and he can come back, because it looked like they might, if they were healthy, be able to go on a little fun run. But if he's hurt, I got nothing. All right, let's get takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements
on Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Takeaways of the day.
This is definitely my takeaway, and I know I am completely shocked by this. Bo does not have a WWF championship belt.
Yeah.
I am like,
surprised.
Doesn't mean I don't want one.
I was
or
so
two
surprised.
Three, but they're expensive.
Doesn't mean he's never going to have
one. Never been in the budget.
Okay.
So fair surprised.
Abe had a lazy eye as a child.
It's not funny.
Klay Thompson used to be good. Now he's sad and droopy.
Yes.
Huge day for the nerds tonight, or huge night for the nerds tonight. Venus, Mars, Saturn, Jupiter, all visible by the naked eye and in a row. They call it a planetary parade.
A planet parade.
Yeah.
I saw that.
What time does that start?
After it gets dark, it should be a clear night.
Oh, okay.
The brightest thing you will see in the sky
after
tonight.
After it gets dark.
Yeah.
I thought like 10 o'clock or something.
So they're all rising right now.
They're out about 10 o'clock or something.
Yeah, Venus will be the brightest thing you see in the sky. Always is during the summer.
And tomorrow's Lunar New Year?
Yeah. So
the animals are going to be acting
cool
weird.
Night for the nerds.
The pets are going to be acting weird for sure.
Let it be known, BA knows how to drop a bopper in the water.
Bobber.
Typo. And Jerry Jones and Blacked Out Abe, the exact same. I got here taking shots. Don't think for a minute I won't take a shot.
And glory holes.
Yep. I didn't say that.
Oh, he did. All right. Dukes and Bell coming up next. Talk to you tomorrow at 11.
Watch out now.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.